Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On this, the 23rd day of the 2023 legislative session, we've got some good news to report. We always end this broadcast by saying that your input makes a difference in the Montana legislature, and yesterday it did. On Monday, we put out a call to action on Senate Bill 99 and House Bill 234. So many of you called in support of these bills that the legislators asked us who turned on the floodgates. We said it was a joint effort and reminded them that the vocal minority is just that. They may be loud, vocal, and contentious, but they're a small minority. When the majority wakes up, the minority looks like a chihuahua nipping at the heels of a roaring lion. Senate Bill 99 and House Bill 234 both protect kids, and when it comes to our kids, the message to lawmakers is clear: hands off. If you recall, Senate Bill 99 is a bill to ban sex change procedures on minors. It also bans school personnel from encouraging minors to use different names or to dress as the opposite sex behind their parents' backs. During testimony, a couple from Missoula told the heartbreaking story of their daughter who left home on her 18th birthday without any notice and without saying goodbye. The parents later found the girl's diary where she described in explicit detail the transgender grooming provided by a school counselor during the daughter's 4 years in high school. A detransitioner named Chloe Cole has described the fact that she was given puberty blockers at age 12, massive doses of testosterone at age 13, which actually threw her into menopause as a 14-year-old, and then the ultimate tragedy, a double mastectomy at age 15. By age 16, she realized she made a mistake, but there was no going back. The damage was done. She will never nurse a child. Because of your phone calls, this bill passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday on a party-line vote, with 7 Republicans voting yes and 4 Democrats voting no. Now, it's headed onto the Senate floor where we need to keep up the pressure. Our government affairs team is in the Capitol every day lobbying hard for this bill. Will you keep up the phone calls? You can call as often as you want and leave messages for up to 10 legislators at a time. You can also leave a message for the entire Senate Judiciary Committee thanking them for passing Senate Bill 99. Meanwhile, over in the House Judiciary Committee also got your messages loud and clear and passed House Bill 234. The vote was nearly party line, with all Democrats voting no and all Republicans voting yes, except Representative Casey Knutson of Malta. House Bill 234 will remove an exemption in the obscenity laws that allows public school teachers and librarians to show graphic, sexually explicit materials to students. We're not talking about standard sex education curricula, but rather material that meets the definition of obscene under Montana law. Ironically, if that same teacher showed that same material to a minor off of school grounds, they could be arrested and thrown in prison. As we said, both of these bills are now out of committee and headed to the floor, and it's time to keep up the pressure. Please call 444-4800 and ask legislators to vote yes on Senate Bill 99 and House Bill 234. You can also find these details on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.